KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky at 65 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, multiple law enforcement agencies are reportedly investigating incidents in Glenwood that took place late last night. According to KETV in Omaha, the Iowa State Patrol, along with members of the Mills County Sheriff's Office, were working two scenes Thursday night into early this morning. The locations include the vicinity of Locust and Knuckles Streets, along with 221st and 225th Streets. Authorities have not yet released any details. The Creston Police Department today reports two arrests took place on Thursday. 26-year-old Jacob David Jones of Creston was arrested at his residence for violation of a no-contact or protective order, contempt of court, and public intoxication. Jones pled guilty to public intoxication. His cash or surety bond was set at $300. And as we mentioned in Thursday's Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Report here on KJAN, Creston Police yesterday arrested 31-year-old Jabon Allen Lee Dirks of Creston on multiple Pottawatomie County warrants, including ongoing criminal conduct, unlawful activity, theft in the second degree, and unauthorized use of a credit card with a value of over $1,500 but under $10,000. Dirks was released from the Union County Jail to Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputies and was being held in the Pott County Jail on a total of $35,000 bond. U.S. Attorney Mark Crickbaum announced on Wednesday that 41-year-old Brandon Byrd of Omaha was sentenced in Council Bluffs by U.S. District Court Judge Rebecca Goodgame Ebinger to 120 months in prison on a bank robbery charge. Byrd was ordered to serve 3 years of supervised release to follow his term of imprisonment and pay $100 to the Crime Victims Fund. On October 30th of last year, Brandon Byrd walked into the U.S. Bank in Council Bluffs and gave a demand note to the teller requesting money. After obtaining cash from the bank, Byrd fled from the scene and was then stopped by law enforcement. All of the stolen cash was recovered. His case was investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department, Iowa State Patrol, FBI, the Great Plains Violent Crimes Task Force, and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. And a Pottawatomie County man was sentenced to 40 years in prison Wednesday on charges associated with child pornography offenses. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says that in addition to that 480-month sentence, 29-year-old Michael Brandstrom of Council Bluffs was sentenced to 30 years imprisonment for production of child pornography and 120 months for possession of child pornography to run consecutively. The federal sentence will be served concurrently with his prison sentence in Pottawatomie County State Court for kidnapping in the third degree and lascivious acts with a child. Brandstrom was ordered to serve 15 years of supervised release to follow his prison term. He was also ordered to pay a $200 assessment to the Crime Victims Fund and $10,500 in restitution to numerous victims. The charges against him stem from an investigation initiated by local law enforcement after a mother reported that her 4-year-old child was missing from their apartment in Council Bluffs on September 2nd of last year. As Council Bluffs police searched the apartment complex, Brandstrom brought the missing child out to them. He was nervous when questioned by police, and the story was not consistent as to why he did not contact police when he first located the child, and the child's shirt was inside out. Brandstrom had taken the child into his apartment without the consent of her mother, and the child disclosed that Brandstrom took pictures of her in his bathroom. A search warrant was executed on Brandstrom's apartment, and a laptop and two cellular phones were seized for forensic analysis. The analysis of the devices revealed a large number of child pornography images and videos, including those of the child he'd kidnapped. The analysis of the laptop computer also located communications between Brandstrom that he had with the children from another country where he attempted to sexually exploit them. The investigation was conducted by Council Bluffs Police, the U.S. Secret Service, and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa, as well as the Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office. Well, the Iowa Department of Public Health COVID-19 dashboard today shows two more cases of the virus have been confirmed in Cass County for a total of 40. Statewide, there are an additional 507 positive cases of COVID-19 for a total of 44,285 and 11 more deaths for a total of 865. IDPH data showed 473,725 Iowans have been tested for the virus. And of those, 427,525 have tested negative, while 32,483 have recovered. There are also currently 225 patients hospitalized with COVID-19 as of this morning. That's down from 237 the previous day. 71 patients are listed in intensive care. That's down 5 from Thursday. There are 29 patients on ventilators, down 2 from yesterday. And 31 patients were admitted in the last 24 hours, also down 2 from the previous day. The hospitals in western and central Iowa are reporting 13 people hospitalized with COVID-19, 8 in an ICU, 2 were recently admitted, and 3 are on a ventilator. There are coronavirus outbreaks in 22 of Iowa's long-term care facilities, 738 positive cases, and 295 recoveries within those facilities. And there have been 468 deaths in Iowa's long-term care facilities, which is an increase of 3 over the last report. Currently, Cass and surrounding counties, here's a look at the numbers for you. Cass County has 40 cases, and that's 2 more than yesterday. 31 have recovered. Adair County has 20 cases with 16 recovered. Adams County, 15 cases with 10 recovered. 28 cases in Audubon County, that's 1 more than yesterday. 15 have recovered, and 1 death has been recorded there. Guthrie County has 123 positive cases, also 1 more than yesterday. 79 recovered, and a total of 5 deaths since the outbreak. Montgomery County has 41 cases, 1 more than yesterday, 28 recovered, and 3 deaths altogether. Pottawatomie County has 1,137 positive cases of COVID-19 recorded to date. 776 of those have recovered and 21 have died. Shelby County has 3 new cases of COVID-19 for a total of 149. 128 have recorded, and Shelby County is also reporting its first death from the virus for the period of this pandemic. Governor Kim Reynolds has extended her public health emergency proclamation that requires social distancing measures for businesses and other establishments for another month. The extension comes as the president of the Iowa Restaurant Association is calling out establishments that aren't in compliance. Jessica Dunker says 99% of the 6,300 bars and restaurants follow the protocols, and many of them go above and beyond them.
The problem that we're seeing is that the people that are doing it right are being really negatively impacted by the few places that we see that are not doing things right, that are just having a complete disregard for the things that are mandated.
And Dunker says there also needs to be more enforcement for those not following the temporary regulations.
Because right now, you can certainly report to the Department of Inspections and Appeals. They'll follow up. They'll investigate. They will reach out and do education. But there's no next step that's put in place for them right now. And so we are simply saying as an industry that if we are going to continue these mitigation steps, that there should be some sort of ability for them to take a step to do enforcement.
Dunker says Iowa can't handle the setbacks that have happened in other states.
We're seeing in other states rollbacks of openings, rollbacks on capacities, rollbacks on the number of hours you can serve alcohol, requirements that you can only do outdoor dining. And we simply, as the state of Iowa and our hospitality industry, we can't afford it. We will collapse.
She says an outbreak of COVID-19 caused by a restaurant that is not following the rules could impact every establishment in the state.
The worry is that for those outliers that aren't following the rules, that too much publicity about them and seeing no penalties for them will do things that hurt the 99% that are doing it right. And we're already facing losses in the neighborhood of $750 million as an industry. Most locations have revenues at less than 50% of where they were.
And Dunker says they're working with customers to ensure that everyone can follow the guidelines.
We've launched a program called the Iowa Hospitality Promise that's really a contract between restaurants and patrons. And we're saying we'll do everything we can to keep you safe. And in exchange, we'd like you to do the same.
The proclamation by the governor had been set to expire tomorrow, but it will now expire August 23rd. The measure covers bars and restaurants, gyms, casinos, salons, theaters, along with doctor and dentist visits. The news was brought to you this hour by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.